This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Shirley Rivera. Date of birth, August the 20th, 1967. Case ID number is 2906085. Date of exam, December the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain, comma, osteoarthritis of the hands and fingers, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she was a provider for 10 years. During that time, she worked 3 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she's living in a house which belongs to her son, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain. Number two, osteoarthritis of the hands and fingers. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number four, hypothyroidism. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. And number six, depression. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, she injured her back while in a car that went in reverse and went into a ditch. She states the character of the pain is a stiff, aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate down to her legs. She denies any surgeries and does not know what kind of injuries she sustained on her back. Her limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assisted devices. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. At the present time, she's seeing a physician at su clínica familiar, but denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbago, and her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number two, osteoarthritis of the hands and fingers. The claimant states that since approximately 2013, she has started to develop osteoarthritis of her hands and fingers. She denies having x-rays performed and has had no fractures, surgeries, or injections given. Her symptoms include mild swelling and warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, brush, button her clothes, comma, and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. She has no assisted devices and states that she spends most of her time cleaning the house. As noted earlier, she is on Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, POQD. PRN is needed for pain. She appears to be fairly stable. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus. The claimant had symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, weight loss, and some blurred vision. The claimant states that since that time she has lost 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease, but she does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands, especially numbness at the ends of her fingers. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that the last blood glucose level was 300 milligrams /dL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was and is presently taking Levemir 40 units BID and pioglitazone 30 milligrams QD. It is very difficult to evaluate whether she's well controlled or not. There was not enough evidence to confirm her diabetic condition. Allegation number 4, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2008, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She states that she had a goiter, but no other tests were performed. She denies any surgeries or radiation. She states that she started to have symptoms of weight gain, swelling, feeling lethargic, tiredness, sleepiness, and started to lose her hair. She is presently on levothyroxine 150 micrograms QD and has been told that she is well controlled at this time. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia, and she was started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, peripheral vascular disease, or any conditions related to hypercholesterolemia. At the present time, her levels are well controlled, and the medication has been discontinued. She appears to be stable, and the condition is somewhat resolved. Allegation number 6, depression. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to develop problems with major depression. The claimant suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, increased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anger, and has a tendency to isolate herself. She appeared to be very happy at this visit and smiled often. She denies any problems with violent acts, homicidal acts, apathy, and she does take a bath every day as well as brush her teeth every day. Her mental status appeared to be normal. She was well kept and wearing casual attire, but appeared to be clean and well groomed. Her behavior was cooperative, and she had good eye contact with me and appeared to be very content. She was alert and oriented times 4 to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and concentration was good. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate, speech clarity, speech tone, vocabulary, and memory were intact. Her thought processes were normal. She denies any dissociated symptoms. There were no abnormal thought content in her noted on or observed. She denies any hallucinations, suicidal attempts, or suicidal thoughts at this time or in the past. She states that the reason why she was so depressed was that her son was sent off to prison for 7.5 years. He has since been released from prison, and her condition has gotten better. She denies any substance abuse and is presently on medications of citrulline 100 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her depression. She is presently not working but appears to be stable. Family history not pertinent at this time. Medical problems. Medications. Levemir, 40 units, BID. Level thyroxine, 150 micrograms QD. Pioglitazone, 30 milligrams QD. Sertraline, 100 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams QHS. Medical problems. Hypothyroidism, comma, morbid obesity, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, osteoarthritis of the hands, comma, depression, comma. Major surgeries. Appendectomy in 1988. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.1 Fahrenheit, weight 181 pounds, height 5 feet, 1.5 inches tall, BP 134 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 34, general. This is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields are grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does not have glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the second paragraph? There is no more range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for some mild decrease sensitivity to the hands at the level of the fingers. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 3 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal, especially for the hands and feet area. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Comprehensive metabolic panel, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to possible uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses, number one, lumbar sacral back pain / lumbargo, grossly normal physical exam. Number two, osteoarthritis of the hands and fingers / normal physical exam, except for decreased sensitivity. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time and appears to be poorly controlled. Number four, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled with the medication regimen that she is on. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, not being treated at this time, secondary to having normal levels, but appears to be resolved and stable at this time. Number six, depression - being treated, responding very good to the medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Shirley Rivera.